Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite-Sized podcast. It is Tuesday, May 30th. I am Steve Hall, bringing you all the news that you need to know about Liverpool Football Club in a nice, short, 10 to 15 minute spell so that you don't have to go trolling through the internet and reading all kinds of stuff. We've got you covered here on Bite-Sized every single day, pretty much, so yeah, we might as well crack straight into it. If you've seen the title of the show, Schmadke announced was what I led with first, and obviously Liverpool have confirmed that Jörg Schmadke has been appointed as their new sporting director. Yeah, it was announced this morning at 10 a.m. Liverpool have said that, well, to be honest, Liverpool didn't say this. It's been confirmed elsewhere that it's a three-month contract. Yeah, he was speaking himself later down the line, and he's basically said, our cooperation is initially planned for 3 months, and then if it goes well, basically, we can extend that down the way as well. Which is an interesting piece of news. This is what he told Sport One. He also said what his role is going to be. He said, the input of the coach in transfers is greater in England than in Germany, where a sports board or sports director hold everything in one hand. Klopp will set the priorities here. We will then work with data analysts and scouts. He will choose from a list of players who he'd like to work with. And after that, I will approach the targets and the clubs. But in the end, the owners must also be satisfied with the investment. So basically, what he's saying is, they'll find them a load of players on a list because Jürgen will tell them what he's after. They'll come back with some names. Jürgen will pick who he wants, and then Schmadke will hopefully go and get a deal done. That's kind of what we're at now. So Jürgen does hold a lot of power. Liverpool obviously didn't announce that kind of stuff. Liverpool did it in their PR-friendly way, of course, with Mike Gordon, who's obviously the president of FSG, saying, I would like to welcome Jürgen to Liverpool Football Club in the knowledge that he will bring a wealth of knowledge and experience into a role in which such qualities can only be beneficial both to him and to us. Jürgen will work with our football operations department as it continues to provide support for Jürgen Klopp in keeping with our ongoing endeavour to keep growing and developing the club in all areas. Yeah, so there we are then. It's a short-term deal for Schmadke, 3 months with options to make it longer, which again, I think it kind of smacks a little bit of a desperation on Liverpool's behalf, if truth be told. They knew Julian Ward would leave, and whatever happens, we got to this stage where they needed someone in, and now they've literally got someone in. Schmadke's job is going to be to listen to Jürgen Klopp. Jürgen's going to say what he wants, and he's going to be tasked then with going to try and get a deal done, get stuff over the line, etc., etc. So, you know, not as maybe as powerful as previous sporting directors, like he mentioned himself in Germany. It might be different the way that those people select the players and the coach coaches them. It looks like Jürgen's getting a bit more, well, a lot more of a say in this one. And yeah, we'll keep an eye on, like I say, 3 months, and then we'll see where we're at. If it goes well, Schmadke might stay. If it doesn't, then they might be looking elsewhere for somebody else. Who that is, I don't know, but it feels like that's where we're at right now. Where all parties are just testing this kind of stuff out, and then we'll see where we are with it. But at least they've got someone in. Julian Ward leaves, and not in very, very shortly, and they literally need someone to be able to go and do the transfers, basically, regardless of who's identifying them. Someone needs to be the person in the room, getting the contract signed and getting everything sorted. So that's what Jörg Schmadke is going to do. Right then, let's move on. According to Fabrizio Romano, transfer guru himself, he says, and in exclusive, Adrian will stay at Liverpool next season as a new deal has been signed. It will be unveiled soon. Adrian will be part of Liverpool's 23-24 squad. So yeah, there had been some talk about whether Adrian was going to go, was he going to stay, etc. Jürgen kind of confirmed in a press conference fairly recently that he wanted his Spanish goalkeeper to stay. It looks like that now is the case, of course. When Liverpool announced the expired contracts of Firmino and Milner and Oxlade-Chamberlain and Naby Keita, Adrian, who was also out of contract, he was not mentioned, which half gave a clue that this might be on the cards. But now it looks like he is going to stay. Now, the pros of this, of course, he's a third-choice goalie. He's happy being a third-choice goalie. Everyone seems to get along with him. He's apparently, from what we've been told by John Achterberg and others, he's a good presence to have in the goalkeeper room. Experienced head at the age of 36. He's really good at helping Alisson and Keith Kelleher get ready, etc., etc. So all that's all positive. And negative, of course, is that there's a homegrown space in the squad, or a non-homegrown space, rather, in the squad, taken away. You see the likes of Manchester City have done this in the past with Scott Carson, where he, you know, let's get a homegrown lad on the bench, third-choice goalie or whatever, might never even kick a ball, save a ball, but it allows you to have, use your non-homegrown slots elsewhere, and now Liverpool are using one of those up with Adrian. We'll see what happens with the future of Kevin Keller. Is he staying? Is he going? If he goes, who's the backup? Is it Adrian? Is it somebody else? All these questions will be answered in due course. But it looks like, according to Fabrizio Romano, he's had the heads up that Adrian's staying, and an announcement will be made in the very near future. Speaking of Fabrizio Romano, he's been on the Alexis McAllister hunt again. He often is. There's not many people better at engagement than Fabrizio Romano, and I wouldn't say retreading stories, but, you know, giving slight updates or rewording things in a different way. Fair play to him, he does well. This is his time of year. He says sources have told him that they expect Alexis McAllister to clarify his future by the end of next week, with a move considered imminent. Liverpool are pushing to get the deal done, as personal terms are almost agreed. But he did leave with a little bit of a caveat as well, which was like, you know, the paraphrasing here, but like thing, you know, yeah, in fact, I'll read it out properly. He says, the fine details have to be clarified ASAP in order to avoid surprises. Yeah, we don't know where we're at with this. Are Liverpool a favourite? It seems like they are. Would other clubs be interested in Alexis McAllister? I would guess they would be. I've spoke to some people who are really confident that this deal is going to get done. There's others who aren't. So we'll see how it pans out. But yeah, by the end of the week, Alexis McAllister should have clarified his future, according to Romano, with his move considered imminent. Obviously, he goes away with Argentina. I think they've got a game, I think it's the 10th of June. So ideally, Alexis McAllister wants it all. Whatever he does, whether it's Liverpool or elsewhere, I don't know. It looks like, it's pretty much been confirmed he's leaving Brighton. De Zerbi kind of said that on the last day of the season, of course. Liverpool will be desperate to get this one done. They've missed out on Jude Bellingham. It looks like they might have missed out now on Mason Mount, although that's not confirmed just yet. If they miss out on McAllister as well, are they then scrambling around elsewhere? I don't know, but it doesn't feel great if that's where we're at. So hopefully this imminent move that Fabrizio Romano speaks of is to Liverpool, and we can get Alexis McAllister in the door as soon as possible, get it all boxed off, and then we can start looking elsewhere, because, yeah, the goalposts of targets has already changed a couple of times. Liverpool don't really want to, you know, they thought they had a good chance at Bellingham until it turns out the money was too much, etc. I think they were confident of Mason Mount until it was emerged maybe that he prefers a move to Manchester United. If they then missed out on McAllister, that would be a real kick in the teeth, I think. So hopefully this imminent move is to Anfield, but nothing's confirmed yet, it looks like. Although, you know, there's been reports from Argentina that Liverpool and Alexis McAllister's father have agreed terms, etc., etc. But nothing with Brighton yet, not on Sandon. Like I say, you know, it used to always be until he's leading at Melwood, we're not going to believe it. Well, until they're at the AXA with the pitches now, we're probably not going to believe things. But hopefully when, as this story develops, like I say, keep an eye on the McAllister thing. It feels like whatever he's going to decide, whether it's to join Liverpool, go elsewhere, whatever his future is, it feels like it's going to be boxed off relatively quickly. Brighton are happy to let him go. There's a fee involved. If someone matches it, it doesn't feel that big of a deal to do. It just depends who the other competition, if any, are for Liverpool. And fingers crossed, even if there is some, they can beat it. They can beat them to the signing of the World Cup winner, because, like I say, having missed out on a few targets, the last thing they need is to miss out on another one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it was mentioned on yesterday's Bite-Size show about Fabio Carvalho and that there'd been a bid for the young forward from an unnamed club. Well, according to Paul Joyce of the Times, that bid came from RB Leipzig. However, it was dismissed as being a derisory offer, according to Paul Joyce. Liverpool see the young player as a future starter, hence their hardline stance in not letting him leave. The club will resist payment offers, but will listen to loan proposals. The 20-year-old wants to play more regularly, having made 21 appearances this season, but they were mainly as a substitute. A number of Premier League sides have inquired about his availability, and Klopp will listen to the former Fulham starlet over his development. So effectively, we're not going to sell yet, but you can go out on loan, is effectively what Liverpool have been telling. Now, I don't know if anyone's not on Instagram or hasn't paid attention to the Instagram over the last few days. Fabio Carvalho's a couple of posts that he posted out there were perhaps a little bit revealing, to say the least. Someone tweeted him. He'd done some pictures in Cloven. I think he was doing a pose. It looks like he's down in Southport, actually. There were a couple of reports saying things. Someone said to him, "You look like the next top model." And then Fabio's replied, that's all I do now. I think Anthony Elanga at Man United's messaged him about, you know, a fresh start. And then Carvalho said, "Soon, hopefully," that kind of stuff. Paraphrasing again there. But that wasn't ideal, really. You're showing your dismay. So Anthony Elanga wrote, "Fresh home, ... And Fabio replied with the word "soon." It does feel like he's very upset with what's happened at Liverpool, and don't necessarily blame him. But it's interesting that I've got a feeling he wouldn't mind leaving if the right offer came in. I think David Lynch reported that such Carvalho would be open to a permanent move. But it feels like Liverpool are not going to allow that. They'll let him go and spend the season out on loan and see where they are. And I think that's probably the best move for everybody. I understand he wants more football. You know, he's just watched Fulham come up, and a team that he was a vital part of helping him get promoted. And they've had a brilliant time this season. They had a really good season. They were never really at any point in any relegation trouble. They've had, you know, some of the lads who we played with alongside in the Championship have had really good seasons. They finish in the top half, which is absolutely amazing for them. And yeah, he's been sat on Liverpool's bench, so I can understand why there's some frustration there, you know what I mean? He'll be looking. Some of them are like, "Oh my God, I really wish I had been part of, like, you know, with Robinson and Ream, lads who were in the Championship with him." Even Mitrovic, who's had a really good season until he decided to assault a referee, for lack of a better phrase. Don't think it was assault, but you get what I'm saying. Carvalho, he's been a bit part player for Liverpool at best. Loads of sub-appearances, not much going on. So I can see why he's frustrated, but I can also see why Liverpool are going, no, we'll let you go out on loan, and then we think you're good enough. Maybe just not right yet. There's parts of your game that you need to develop, maybe mentally and technically, and more importantly, I think maybe physically as well. So let him go and do that out on loan. But it's interesting that Liverpool's stance is he's not for sale. Even though it's been revealed that RB Leipzig are the club that tried to perhaps sniff a deal, they're known for doing that. They're smart operators at Leipzig in the transfer market. They felt like maybe they could have took advantage of a situation there, but we're unable to do so, and I think that's for the best. I think Liverpool could listen. There's no rush with Fabio Carvalho, even if you don't think he's got a future here. You know, if Liverpool think that, let him. He's not worth that much more money now because he hasn't played the game. If you think he's any good, let him go out on loan, and if he proves his worth, you might be able to get a better fee for him. There's obviously a gamble in that, because if he performs poorly, you might lose that fee, but ultimately Liverpool paid, what, £5 million potentially plus add-ons. I'm guessing he'd be confident to getting that back regardless of what happens. But listen, if Fabio Carvalho goes and has a season, maybe at Fulham or elsewhere, and really shows an impact and has a really major impact in the Premier League, either he comes back in and he's good enough to be part of the squad in the following season, so that'll be, what, in 2024-25, or you've just helped them add X amount of £1 million onto his price tag. So I admire Liverpool's stance here. I think it's the right one. I know Jürgen's always said if players want to leave, you'll let them leave. But there's also a business element to this, and a loan does feel like the best option for me. Personally, anyway, I believe that's the case. Just to let you guys know, then at the top of the show, of course, we talked about Schmadke and his being announced today. Dan and Paul were part of a Red Men React show soon after the news. So if you want to go and check that out over on Red Men Plus, it's there for you now. We've also got an inside show, if you haven't checked out already, with German football expert Rafa Honigstein. That's over on Red Men Plus too, as is an interview with former Liverpool forward Erich Meyer. He was signed once by Jörg Schmacke, and he also worked under him as well. So yeah, that's available all again over on Red Men Plus. If you want to check them shows out, plus any other stuff we've got. We've also got a deep dive where Chris and Josh really dug deep, as the name says, into Schmacke's background, what he is, what he's done in the past, all that kind of stuff. If you want to check out any of that, simply head on over to redmenplus.com with a special offer. It is currently, as I record this, the 30th of May. Our special offer ends at midnight on the 31st of May, UK time, by the way, UK time. Make sure you notice that as well. So if you're listening elsewhere, do your maths and figure out when this is. If you sign up as a Red Men Plus club captain on a yearly subscription and use the code YEAR when you do so on the payment screen, YEAR, you will get 50% off the fee. So rather than paying 50 quid for a year worth of content, you'll only pay £25, and you get basically everything that we'll ever put on Red Men Plus from that moment forward for 12 months. So, spoiler alert, there's a Roberto Firmino documentary coming out very, very soon on Red Men Plus. If you want to make sure you get that at a good rate and without having to sign up at the full price maybe, and you love getting a discount, this is your last chance. This offer call will end on May 31st. We can't keep it out there forever. Get yourselves involved. Get on over to Red Men Plus. Sign up as a yearly club captain. Use the code YEAR. Get it for 25 quid. Get all of our Schmadke content, all of the transfer content that's coming over the next couple of weeks as well, including JNO Insight, all of the back catalogue of features, documentaries and interviews, the Bobby Firmino documentary and tons, tons more. So yeah, check out redmenplus.com, and we'll be back with another Bite Size tomorrow. Take care, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.